USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Virginia's governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general all facing calls to resign as a result of racial and sexual allegations, and all have refused to do so. Director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics, Larry Sabato, tells CNN Governor Ralph Northam faces a tough remainder of his term.
I don't think he'll be giving any college graduation addresses, that's my guess. And so he's not going to have the ability to communicate with the public the way most governors do, or even to work with legislators on key legislation. It's going to be very tough on him.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren makes her 2020 bid for president official in Lawrence, Massachusetts.
I am deeply grateful that you came here on a cold and blustery day to be part of this announcement. Thank you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
A 12-year-old girl is among five minors ages 12 to 16 charged with criminal homicide in the deadly shooting of Nashville musician Kyle Yorlitz. Metro Nashville police say it was a robbery gone bad. The kids took the musician's wallet, but when he refused to hand over the keys to his vehicle, he was shot. The teens were arrested at a Walmart where two stolen loaded pistols were also recovered. Police spokesman Don Aaron tells WKRN.
The entire Nashville community, every neighborhood in this city, should be concerned about what happened Thursday and the events of Thursday night.
Yorlitz was a member of the band Carverton. Their first album was set to come out in a couple of weeks. The eight women, four men jury deliberating the fate of suspected narcotics trafficker El Chapo will be back at work Monday to determine his guilt or innocence. Jurors weighing the fate of Joaquin Guzman have spent about 24 hours behind closed doors sifting through testimony and evidence that could send the accused drug lord to prison for life. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
President Donald Trump says his planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will take place in Hanoi. The president tweeted the location Friday, saying his representatives had just left North Korea after a productive meeting on the February 27th and 28th summit. Washington Governor Jay Inslee has declared a state of emergency as heavy snow and frigid temperatures have stalled along parts of the Northwest. Yesterday, in Edgewood, Washington, just east of Tacoma, a 14-year-old girl and her dog were rescued after falling through the ice on a lake. Police Chief Michael Lundborg was nearby and brought her and her dog to safety.
I was using all my personal protection because it's cold. There's no doubt about it.
Travel could be difficult to impossible across parts of the Interstate 5 corridor and over Donner Summit, California, along I-80. Temperatures through Saturday night will run 10 to 20 degrees below normal. Harvard professor of science and astronomy Avi Loeb stands by his past comments that a cucumber-shaped object that made a flyby through our solar system in 2017 may be from an alien civilization more advanced than ours. Speaking on CNN, he said it wasn't a comet or asteroid.
We are saying that this is the very first interstellar object, an object that came from outside the solar system that we have seen near the Earth. And it looks nothing like the asteroids or comets that we have seen before in the solar system.
Telescopes focused on the object for three nights to try to determine what it was before it moved out of sight. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.